greatly appreciate you spending a few minutes with me.
Well, Chris, I appreciate it. But I understand uniquely it's much tougher for those that lost loved ones or lost property or lost their business. And so what we try to do is just make sure that our efforts every single day honor those who lost so much.
Before we, a couple moments, sadly, we have to actually look ahead because I know there is severe weather in coming to our area. We've had death and destruction to our west, and the storms or similar storms are heading our way. From a city standpoint, what is going on for April 28, 2014 today?
Well, yesterday we activated our emergency operations plan. It's in full effect today. In fact, there's a 11 a.m. meeting that's going on right now in our command center. I'll be joining shortly, where we're going through our full preparations. I imagine we'll be holding over shifts. Schools have already dismissed early. We're not only concerned about tornado and wind damage, with the amount of rain, it's going to create the ground saturation, which means we could have a lot of trees come down, which will affect power. So this is a major weather event. I mean, it's not April 27th, and none of us may live again long enough again to see an event like that day. But this is a pretty major storm, and it can create a lot of havoc, especially if we have a lot of trees go down, and that creates power issues. So I think it's good everybody's taking it seriously. Obviously, being in the shadow of April 27th, there's a heightened awareness to it. We'll have all assets dedicated to it and be ready to respond when and if we're needed, and also as well respond to any other communities who may need it. That's part of our plan. We had 37 municipalities help us during the tornado, so we always stand ready to help our fellow neighbors.
I keep thinking about the number itself from the storm before, 12% and of the city lost to a degree, structures lost, and so many lives that were lost that day. And it's understandable that people would be more than concerned when we have, especially this close to the anniversary, the storm system such as the one we have here. You talked about going into your plan. You update us again on the school situation, because I know that's what everything really revolves around, and making sure the kids are taken care of first and where that stands.
Well, the city schools has gone ahead, and yesterday they announced they were going to be suspending any afternoon activities, and now they've gone ahead and suspended school. They're doing it on a staggered basis. I believe that the high schools will be releasing at 1:30, the middle schools at 2 o'clock, and then from there the elementary schools at 2:30. So they're going to be dismissing a little bit early. Now, we don't anticipate the storm system hitting here at that time, but obviously they want to clear as much traffic out of the way, get everyone home in a safe place. It appears, now I will know more at 1 o'clock when we have our next weather briefing, but it appears we're looking at this front coming through between 6 and 9, which is kind of ominous. I remember the day of April 27th, just continually being updated, it would come between 4 and 8. And, I don't know why I guess everything now you kind of go back to what you remembered on that day. So, you know, I hope everyone who can will be in a safe area between those times. I don't like the late afternoon setup. That is a very, that's a very bad place to be in. So I think we should all be taking this very, very seriously.
When you say it's a bad place to be in, what specifically do you mean by that, Mayor?
Well, the heating of the day, we're getting some additional heating during the day. And so in that late afternoon hour, early evening hour is when you get a lot of heat building up, which adds to the strengthening of the storm system itself. I tell you what, if I do this job long enough, I may become a meteorologist. But
that was my next question. Do you ever think you know as much about weather as you do right now?
No, I've learned a lot about a lot of different things. But the setup for us puts us in that danger zone, and so we just really want everyone to just make sure. But before I left home today, I made sure that my wife knew where everything was, so that my family could be safe, and I would encourage everyone to do that. I don't want, we always balance this, Chris. We don't want to overreact, because if you do that too much, then people will become numb to these warnings. But at the same time, you do want to express some seriousness. You can look at Mayflower, Arkansas, and if you've seen those images, they're eerily reminiscent of what we went through. This system has the potential of producing those types of tornadoes. not on the scale that we saw on April 27th, but it only takes one. It just passed Joplin, Missouri. So I think everyone needs to take this very seriously, make sure they have a safe place, make sure they've got everything they need in that safe place, just in case. And also, too, should be prepared for some power outages. Being very saturated ground, that makes it easier for the trees to fall over and damage power lines. So those are things everyone needs to be preparing in advance for of this storm.
I'm going to let you go after this. You got more important things than talking to me. It's important for our listeners to be able to hear from you, Mayor, and give an update on this. And also looking back 2-3 years ago in what took place. As a city, as an individual, how much better prepared are we for whatever we're facing today compared to what we were years ago?
We're infinitely better prepared. We and the citizens of this community and the city and county itself responded magnificently, but you can't help but learn lessons. And once you've experienced it, you understand exactly where you can improve. It's no different than going from practice to a game. When you go through game conditions, it exposes things. For us, it exposed things in our response, and we're infinitely more prepared than we were then. But it still doesn't mean that there won't be conditions out there that will be hazardous. And so we just ask everyone to be prepared. But I can assure you this, your city is standing ready. We're taking this very seriously, and we're putting everything in play because the safety of our community is our number one responsibility, and our people are excellent, and they stand ready.
How the Mayor's Cup, yeah.
Oh, man, unbelievable. I mean, it was just, the turnout was unbelievable. We raised, I can't wait to get the final number, but we believe we raised our highest number ever of funding for our pre-K program. There's something cool about running down the middle of the street, Chris. And, you know, there's something
I'll
cool about
it. I'll take your word for it.
You need to, hey, if I can get, next year, this is my goal in life. I'm going to get Chris Stewart in the Mayor's Cup.
I tell you what, if we are in town, if baseball is in town and I can do it, I'll be there.
Well,
and I've never run in anything without a coach blowing a whistle and making me run in my life, but I'll do that for you if we're in town.
Hey, Chris, it's a run-walk, so I know you can walk 3 miles, but you're the busiest man in broadcasting. So if I can get to you, life is good, my friend. I appreciate you more than you know. I appreciate you having me on.
No, thanks so much for your time. We'll let you get to the meeting. Thank you.
Hey, take care.